This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and innovators about how to better feed the world. Welcome back to The Food Fix. I'm your host, Taylor Holterman, and with me today is Sheldon Krause, a student journalist here at Michigan State University. In one of his recent articles, Sheldon spoke to climate and agriculture experts about climate change effects on Michigan crops. And he found out farmers may need to adapt what they grow to keep farms running as the climate in the region gets warmer. Sheldon, I understand from your article that some typical Michigan crops will see a decreased or less consistent yield, especially fruit crops, due to this changing climate. What did these experts say are the specific climate change effects that will impact Michigan crops? And how will they impact the crops?
Yeah, of course. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me on to talk about this topic. Various factors of climate change could sort of combine to, really impact the way that crops are grown in Michigan. Definitely the few main factors there are temperature, sort of amount of rainfall, and then also frequency of rainfall. Really, I would say that inconsistency in any of these things can be devastating to crops, and I think we'll get a little bit more into that later. In general, average temperatures are increasing with climate change, really in Michigan and around the world, and this can lead to, honestly, some benefits in the sort of growing season for crops in this part of the world. But, with that, there also comes a lot of inconsistency. There can be things like cold snaps, which can be devastating to certain plants. And rainfall can also lead to some issues, whether decreased rainfall leads to sort of mini droughts or increased rainfall can lead to flooding that really disrupts all parts of the growing process.
When you mention cold snaps, what do you mean by that?
So I don't have a exact sort of definition for it. There most likely is one that people a little bit more versed on the subject use. I think living in Michigan, we all have experienced it to some degree or another, where it's a pretty decent weather week. And then for whatever reason, there's one or two days where it's 20 degrees colder. You know, that can really be detrimental to the growing process of living things that are, growing out of the ground and have a very sort of specific timeline and set of conditions that they need to reach their fullest potential.
There are also biological threats mentioned in the article. Can you give some examples of those too?
Generally, as the climate sort of goes to hotter and just generally more wet with different levels of rainfall, it can be really a breeding ground for different kinds of pests and diseases. If you think about Florida or pretty much any sort of, more southern, generally hot area, obviously, there are a lot more insects there. And so, yeah, we could see some of that sort of coming to Michigan and disrupting the crops in that way as well.
So are we already seeing some of these impacts? And if we are, when can we expect them to reach seriously concerning levels? Of course, they're already concerning, but by seriously concerning, I mean the potential for there to be a point where it is completely unsuitable to grow things like fruits in Michigan.
I would say that to some degree, we're already seeing some of these concerns, sort of manifest themselves. Some of the experts I talked to as well mentioned things like the year 2019 being the wettest year on Michigan on record. That was Dr. Jeff Andreessen that told me about this. Farmers were having trouble both planting and harvesting their crops just because there so happened to be some pretty large rainfall really around both of those times in the season. But yeah, that's one way that we're seeing it. Just last year, even there was a cold snap around the end of April that led to a lot of farmers being concerned that some of their fruit crops might not be able to withstand the sudden change in temperature. Eventually looking forward, Julie Dahl in the article gave the figure that around 20 to 30 years from now, we may see some drastic changes in Michigan's farming. And that figure sort of came from a combination of various climate change factors. She mentioned that as the average temperatures increase, growing seasons will likely become longer. With this longer growing season, there can definitely be more risks involved. Some pests may be more common to, sort of take hold in this warmer climate. Like I mentioned before, the sort of erratic weather patterns with things like cold snaps and flooding that can really just devastate crops in one way or another.
with things like a longer growing season, can farmers turn this, what looks to be a disadvantage, into an opportunity?
We could also look to sort of increasing the crop diversity in Michigan. We can sort of look to states to the south of us. I believe the region is called the Heartlands. Officially, there are states like Ohio and Indiana in that area. Soybeans are pretty high in Ohio. Indiana grows a good amount of, I believe, melons and mint. Illinois grows a good amount of corn and pumpkins. Thinking about if that climate of theirs moved a little bit more northward, you know, as we predict is going to be happening with changing climate, then, you know, there's a good chance that Michigan farmers could be able to take advantage of some of those crops as well. Talking about the advantages of this is all within the broader context that climate change really isn't an advantage for anybody at the end of the day. You know, also, as I mentioned previously, sort of erratic weather behavior overall is really never good for growing crops. And climate change certainly seems to be bringing more of these erratic weather patterns. Sort of living in Michigan, I think that we can all sort of at least somewhat attest to this, thinking back to even just last summer where there were extreme rainfall events followed by, you know, really weeks of dryness. If humans don't really enjoy that, I don't think the plants will either particularly.
I really appreciate you bringing that point up. I don't want to make this sound like it's all a good thing. A warming climate is certainly not a good thing. The negatives outweigh the positives here overall. Now, when we're talking about shifting crops like this, we aren't talking about something as dramatic as growing tropical foods in Michigan. One of my favorite quotes from the article is, "Obviously, we're not talking about growing avocado," from Bruno Basso, a Michigan State University professor and researcher at the Kellogg Biological Station. But you mentioned corn, and you use corn as an example in your piece. You looked at data from the United States Department of Agriculture from the years 2000 to 2020. Can you walk through some of your findings about the changing corn belt and Michigan's changing ranking in corn and soybean production?
In 2020, Michigan ranked 11th in corn production in the nation. We hadn't been that close to the top 10 in the last 20 years that I had looked at least. Soybeans as well, you know, also one of those crops that I mentioned may be more suitable to grow in a slightly warmer Michigan. Michigan had ranked 10th in the nation in soybean production in the years 2000 and 2020. So, you know, it does seem like there is some potential for, you know, more growth of those crops in the slightly warmer environment.
I imagine it's not easy to completely shift crops. What can be done to better support farmers as these changes happen?
Yeah, so Julie Dahl talked to me a lot about this, and just, you know, sort of general economic, social, community support is something that she suggested. You know, obviously a lot of these farmers work in more rural communities, and Dahl suggested just sort of things like increasing community connections, not always being so reliant on large corporations getting involved on farming efforts. You know, at the end of the day, I think that the best thing that we can do generally as a society is, you know, do our best to combat climate change. And, you know, it's definitely potentially catastrophic effects. If we don't have a livable planet at the end of the day, then all of this is a bit of a moot discussion.
Well said. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Sheldon. And for anyone interested in learning more, the article will be linked in the episode description.
Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this. It's definitely a very important topic here in Michigan and, you know, around the world.
With that, we've reached the end of this episode of The Food Fix. Thank you so much for tuning in. We release a new episode every Tuesday at 5 a.m. You can join me right back here for the next episode on Tuesday, March 1st, if you like what you've heard. Until then, to join in on the conversation, you can follow us and reach out on Facebook and Twitter at MSU Food Fix. This podcast is brought to you by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and I've been your host, Taylor Holterman. You've been listening to The Food Fix.